When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This guy?
What's that guy?
What's up, brother? Have you seen this guy?
No. What is he on TikTok?
Yeah, he's everywhere.
Okay.
He's like this video game guy, sketch. He goes like this. He goes, "What's up, brother?" And then he does weird things like he just hits his... I don't know.
Okay.
And then he goes like he's flying like an eagle.
Is it like Tourette's or something?
No, I you know what? I think he's playing it like he does, but I think there's not a thing wrong with him. He's totally fine.
Okay.
Do you know who Sketch is? Let me know in the comments. Because as he walks, he starts his streams. It's like, "What's up, brother? Special team, special plays, special players." He just said he has this like.
And what does he do? What does he talk about?
He plays video games on the internet. He just streams video games, and like every sports person knows who he is now. They're all doing the same thing.
Never heard of him. Older guy.
Young. Yeah.
No idea.
And I learned about it because the Islanders started doing it. And I'm like, I don't know what this is. And then just like all the algorithms, and all of a sudden they're like, "Here's what this is." And then now I'm getting sketch stuff like crazy.
Sounds pretty sketch.
Yeah, it does sound pretty, pretty sketch. Right? Speaking of which, The Iran-Israeli conflict.
Yeah.
I have a lot of opinions on this.
You do?
Oh, I got a lot of opinions.
If we begged you, could you share them with us?
We got a lot of opinions. They're treating us very unfairly. Day one of my trial.
Hey, we're not going to take this. I'm not kidding around. All right? I'm not going to take this anymore.
All right? Donald Trump in court today. We'll fill you in on all that if you missed it. The Billy Joel controversy on Long Island. This was
brutal.
I mean, it's more intense that everybody put down there is Israeli-Palestine signs and picked up fuck CBS signs.
I mean, who was running the show over there?
Oh, were you watching the Billy Joel concert? Okay. No, because I was with Cuddles. She was none too pleased.
I mean, to be fair, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Plus, we have a members-only show coming up on 420 this Friday on 419, if that makes a lot of sense. And
grab your members.
Late edition, we got a big announcement. Oh my goodness, that's a podcast. Ugh.
Oh boy.
You're the one drinking. I'm perfectly sober. I don't understand what's happening here.
This is grape juice.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
It's not grape juice.
Look at this, Jana. Wow, catching you live. Hey, we're catching you live, huh?
Are we?
She's here, isn't she? We're catching her.
It's true. Welcome to the show, Jenna.
Yes.
And, ooh, WV Sasquatch.
The end is near.
I mean, relatively?
Yeah.
How near are we talking?
That's a little vague, you know? Every generation feels like the end is near. Every generation you speak to, they go... Well, we had a good... Every one of them for the last...
Every one of them. My grandfather fought in World War II, and one of the things he said was his advice he passed down was every generation feels like it's all going to... This is it.
It's all going to end.
They felt it back then. I'm sure the one after him felt it, our parents.
Yeah.
Us, the next one. You know, every generation's like, oh my God, how could it get worse than this?
I mean, really what it is you're going to end, right? I mean, you're going to die. When it's our time, we're going to die soon. We'll probably feel like that too. But yeah, definitely things change. I mean, I feel that. I don't feel like the world's going to end because I don't give a shit. But no, I'm going to be just fine.
As far as you're concerned.
but I definitely feel the shift of things. I feel a shift in the world a little bit since turning 40.
Which one? Which way is it shifting?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's the world. I think it's me turning 40. You know?
Oh, it's you personally. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I look at the world and I go, oh, well, this and that and this and that. But really,
it's been this and that and this and that for decades, centuries. Yeah. It's always a this and that problem.
It's all in here.
I mean, the big thing is climate change. That's gonna be a problem for us.
Nah.
The world will keep going, but are we going to be a part of it is the problem.
We'll just melt.
That's another problem.
Listen. Hmm. I'll stop the world and melt with you, okay? You could all take that with you after this show.
I hate you.
That comes straight from the heart. And an 80s song.
Okay.
Who sang that song?
Your mother.
Okay. All right, Frank the Tank is here. Frank the Tank is in the house.
I'm ready, baby. Let's fucking go.
All right, the Iran-Israel conflict. We last left you on Friday speculating on an Iran attack. Everybody said it was going to happen. In fact, I held back putting something out on Saturday because I was like, I don't want to like be like, hey, here's something silly. And then it's like, people are dying. So we didn't do anything. And then later on in the day, sure enough, we got that attack. And I have to say, you know, relief, yes. Disappointment, not disappointment. That's not the right word.
What do you mean relief?
Nobody got hurt.
Oh, nobody got hurt. Yeah, yeah. I thought you meant relief. Like, I was like, what relief? It was an attack. But I get what you mean. Okay.
More damage was caused by dropping a paperclip on the floor and not catching it right away. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
it was drones, right? And they shot them all down or whatever.
Give me
it was
a break.
Yeah. Weak sauce.
You call that a fucking if that's Iran's idea of an attack?
I mean, let's not, you know, goad them a little bit, but I mean,
good point.
It's
pathetic.
Everybody was screaming World War III. It's like, yeah, was it? Is it?
Well, because that's, you're right, because I kind of feel like, again, Russia, Ukraine are like, ooh, and that's been a popcorn fart. And now we
not
got
a popcorn
this
fart, but.
But you got this thing, and everybody, like you said, World War III. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, this is what they're doing? This is how they're ending Jewish people? With fucking a couple of little, I mean, nothing got, first of all, maybe a couple things got through. They hit one kind of base. No one died. This is a pathetic, I'm grateful that it was pathetic that nobody died, but I think we maybe, here's what bothers me now. This is basically just a big dick contest between two old guys that nobody really gives a shit about. Netanyahu and whoever the hell's running Iran. I don't know what that guy's name is. Let's call him Jimmy. Let's just call him Jimmy to make life simple.
Okay. That works.
All right. And so he's all bent out of shape because they got their embassy blown up by Israel. So then they fire this thing off. It does completely nothing. And now what's really upset. Now here's why I'm really upset. And I said this the night after October 7th, when the Hamas attack was, which was horrific.
Terrible. That was a brutal. There's no justifying that.
None whatsoever.
I don't care what country did what to. You don't. No, that was 100%. What were they? I mean, it's a terrorist group, so they're going to be nuts. There's no justifying crazy. But
I mean, and this is part of the problem, too. It's a terrorist group, but is it though? Because it's like I mean, everybody knows that Iran is like footing the bill and giving them weapons and train. You know, it's a cowardice way. Yeah, yes, it's a terrorist group, but it's also Iran. Just like you guys do it, you know. So it doesn't look like the country is doing it when, in essence, it is the country doing it because they're
okay.
Well, funneling money and weapons to all these animals.
Yeah. Well, whether or not Hamas was hired, they were hired by Iran or backed by Iran, whatever it is, it's still the terrorist group that executed the attack.
Right. Right. So,
but if it's Iran that's behind it, it's I guess technically a terrorist group funded by a country, you know, a hostile country.
Yeah. It kind of definitely is at this point, exactly. Right? So when they attack, when they had that horrific attack, I said it that night. I said Israel is absolutely justified to go after these people, bomb whoever they need to for however long they need to. And I said this then, and I'm saying it again because I mean it. I said they're going to get to a point where they've bombed the shit out of a lot of things, and they probably hit and killed a lot of bad people. And like any other war, they probably hit and killed some innocent people in the meantime. And then they're going to get to a point where it's going to be like, where's this getting you? And I feel like here we are, because you have Israel bombing the embassy, Iran's response, which was pitiful. And then our president, Joe Biden, comes out and tells Netanyahu, that's it. There shouldn't be a response to this. We could leave this where it is. Nobody was hurt. And then Netanyahu turns around and goes, no, we're gonna strike and we're going to have a response too. And now I feel like there you go. You're going to start to lose people who are supporting you because literally nothing happened to you, right? Iran can live in a war again, and this becomes a dick contest because it's a pissing match, you know, which I get enough of between our own political parties and those two leaders, you know?
Right.
So now I got it between the two of them where we got to pretend what they did was great. You know, like we have to pretend, like the people in Iran's corner right now is like, hey, oh, we did it. Did you know that on Iran TV, they used, I swear to God, this was reported today. Iran state TV used footage of crazed One Direction fans to show Israelis panicking after missile attacks. They're using fucking One Direction fans to be like, look how scared Israel is. It's all fake. It's all just pandering to the leaders over there.
It's propaganda. That's what, you know, whenever there's a kind of, you know, just a country that wants to drum up whatever they want to drum up, it's propaganda. They use whatever they have, whatever they
right.
want.
Right. Whatever means necessary to tell their people that they're doing it, you know?
Right.
And that's kind of where we're at right now. And it's like, and not for nothing, but Netanyahu, listen, he took a lot of flack and a lot of shit after that terrorist attack. People were very upset. Remember, do you remember like right around that time they were preparing to vote him out because they weren't happy with what was going on with all of it. Then all of a sudden they get attacked and they're not happy that he wasn't ready for such an attack, that they were able to dig all these tunnels and come in and do all this stuff without him or anybody knowing about it. So that wasn't good. So in a way, he comes back with this huge, you know, attack and starts blowing shit up. And then everybody's like, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, he's doing, you know, now everybody's on his side. And now, like a drunken sailor, he's in this mode of like, well, I'm just going to keep blowing shit up. And, you know, so people don't realize that I wasn't really doing that great of a job before any of this really started to happen, you know?
Yeah, it's like a wag the dog situation. It's just a, hey, look over here, I'm doing something.
Very much so. I mean, what did we do after 9/11? Like, there was like, hey, let's go fucking get somebody. And then fast forward a bunch of years, and we were like, that wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Right.
That's not what we got sold in the beginning. They're going down the same exact path now, you know? So Biden told Netanyahu to knock it off. He said there wouldn't be any support for him if he wanted to retaliate. That was on Sunday. A whole entire day has gone by. And then we get word just a couple hours ago that Netanyahu convened another war council and they're going to figure out where they're going to attack next. And it's like, you're losing it now. You're losing the war of public opinion, which is like, okay, you got attacked, you got your revenge and that's it. You went and shot up this, or blew up this place in
Iran.
Embassy, but it was in Syria, I think.
I can't remember.
Doesn't matter. You went and did that. Okay. You can justify it by saying, hey, we got the people. It was a preemptive strike. We're going to get the people who are going to probably wind up getting us one day. All right. You got along with that. Then their response is, we're going to rain down all these things on you. We're scrambling shit like crazy. We wound up shooting down, I think the Pentagon said around 100 drones and missiles. The Iron Dome got the rest of it. Literally, more damage was caused in the New York, New Jersey earthquake of last week than in this bombing. And done. Should be over with. Should be time to figure out how we get to a ceasefire and a state of peace. And now this dickhead is going, I'm going to go and strike back, and it's out of control.
It's just going to, he's just going to escalate. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why they can't. He's like, all right. Not, yeah, exactly. What you said was nothing was, you know, there was no, nobody was hurt or was there any, I'm sure there were a few injuries.
I think somebody stubbed their toe getting up to ring the alarm that the bomb was coming.
You see though, someone, you know, that's, someone's going to pay for that.
I mean, it's pathetic. I mean, listen, I was relieved when I was reading everything that happened, but on the other hand,
I'm kidding aside, of course, you want there to be no injuries, no casualties. And that's what happened. So no casualties. That's good. So that should be the end of it. Hey, you know, tit for tat kind of a thing. It's over. It's
done.
Let's figure this out instead of just bombing each other. I don't know why it has to get to that. I don't understand why it's like, well, we can't talk, so the only logical thing to do is to just bomb each other.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Why are we going to that?
And it's crazy. We have been in lockstep with Israel this entire way. For the president of the United States of America to give Israel a little one of these and go, that's it. We did it. Yeah. You survived it. You're fine. Everybody's fine. The city's fine. Shouldn't be no retaliation. He came out in plain words and said to him, there should be no retaliation for this. And Netanyahu's fucking running through the stop sign. And I feel like, you know.
Well, then they're on their own.
You should be on your own. You know, all this goodwill of everybody being on Israel's side, and this guy is going to fucking run it into the ground where people are going to be like, well, you know, what are we supporting?
We got to stop, you know, exactly what you said. You just got to stop the, you know, it was, I don't know if we're even covers it, but there was no harm done. There was an attack. You thwarted it. Let it stop there. What you know?
Yeah,
it doesn't need to go any further. I don't understand we can't resolve our differences, so why don't we just blow each other up? I don't understand that. That doesn't make any. The go to? Why is that the? We disagree with each other, so there's no other way to go than to just, you know, blow each other up. Why is that the go to?
Yeah, and I mean the thing is net, like, they won. Like, this is an embarrassing show of force on Iran's part. They threw a lot of things at Israel and nothing happened. Like, when was the last time a massive country took on another massive country in an attack?
And nothing. Yeah.
And nobody, nothing happened.
Yeah.
Nobody even had a heart attack.
Yeah, this is a gimme. This is.
The death toll for the eclipse, Frank, was at one because some unfortunate lady from Long Island fell out the back of a fucking Winnebago, and more people died on the eclipse than in this fucking attack. And now he's going to keep it going. I mean, it's fucking crazy.
Well, again, I think Biden did the right thing. You're on your own. It could end here. And if it doesn't, you know, it's you against them, and we're not gonna, you know, we can't support that. So I think that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
So, you know, if that's where it's going, it doesn't have to. You know, why keep it going? All right, let's say Israel attacks Iran now, and then what, they're gonna retaliate. What's the goal? There's got to be an end game to any attack or any, you know, what's your goal with this next? If you're planning another attack, if Israel's planning another attack on Iran, what's the goal? What do you hope to accomplish there?
And I don't know. And it's long been this thing between these two countries. Like we talked about last time out, Iran's clock to wipe out all the Jews and all that kind of stuff. But you get, I mean, how laughable is that now when you look at what they threw? Listen, Iran could have a lot more weapons, and it could be really dangerous. They have a nuclear weapon, all these kinds of things. We did all these trade agreements and all this shit with them, and who knows what they really have. But I don't want to be the foolish guy on the hill here. But I mean, they literally were like, we're going to attack Israel. And they put the whole world on warning, and they literally popcorn farted their way through Saturday night into Sunday morning. And I would just be like, this is a joke. We could, this is nothing to worry about here. That's their idea of an attack. Launch a couple missiles and a couple of drones that got nowhere.
Israel's got nothing to prove now towards Iran. They could just go, all right, we're done here. Let's focus on something else. But let's focus on Hamas and saving, you know, and helping people in Gaza, that whole thing. Iran, what you did was something, but we're not, you know, we're not worried about that at the moment. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on you, but, you know, if that's what you got, then,
you know,
we're okay.
Israel say they are going to hit Iran clearly and forcefully, already preparing warplanes to carry out another strike, according to a report on Monday.
Why? I don't understand. Just stop it.
Totally unnecessary.
What is the point? Why can't these leaders just get on the phone with each other and say, what are you doing? Can we stop this?
They're trying.
Why is that? So, I mean, I hate to sound ignorant, but why is that so beyond, you know, what can be expected?
I don't know, other than these guys with these huge egos who run these countries just get into these pissing contests.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the people of the countries are like, can we not, you know, these leaders are getting us into this stuff. Can we just not do this, please? We don't want to live in a war zone. Why are we doing this? Because the leaders of the country can't get along? These two people can't get along, but now the whole country has to go to war?
I tell you, it's a ballsy thing when America goes, you're good. You don't have to keep going. And they go, no, we're going to... Like, I mean, we're the world's police. We're here for you. We're on your side. Now you're going to fucking thumb your nose up at us? That can't be a good decision. I can't believe everybody in that little war council in that room is like, let's do this. Like,
America, you know, let's just turn our backs on the people that are supporting us. It's like, not to mention the biggest power in the world is supporting us, and let's just ignore them. What?
Because, and much to our chagrin, but the MO of most leaders these days is just kick the can down the road, keep the status quo, and keep your job. Netanyahu doing this, that's the kind of shit that not only gets you to lose your job, but maybe even gets you fucking killed, you know, in certain instances. You go out on your own like this, and you got nobody to help you and back you up. That could end very, very poorly.
Agreed.
Speaking of ending poorly, beginning poorly was the Trump trial today.
History made today. The first former president in a, what's it called? A criminal case. Being tried in a criminal case.
Did you feel any sadness? You hate the guy, so I feel like it was a bit of a celebratory day for you, but I don't know. Did you feel any sadness for
like
our country?
No, I like when justice... it's a sad day when a former president has, you know, is... on trial. That's never happened like this. So it's not great for, you know, history, I guess, but it's great for democracy and for justice, because it proves no one in a democracy, no matter where you are in it, is above the law, and you, whatever you do, you have to answer for crimes. That's it.
Quite the contrary, like Judge Dredd, I am the law.
I am the law.
I still can't bring myself to watch that new Judge Dredd. I can't. I won't do it.
I watched it. It's not as memorable as the original.
Yeah, you as good or no?
It's just an action movie. There's nothing really memorable about it. Mm. The guy who plays Dredd, it's called Dredd, I believe, and the guy who plays him is a great actor. I can't remember his name. He's in a million things.
Yeah, the blonde guy, right? Yeah.
I don't know if he's a blonde guy?
Oh, I thought he was.
I don't know. He's in like the Marvel stuff. He's in the new edition, you know, the new Star Trek movies. He plays Bones. I believe that's him.
Oh, okay.
Great actor. I like his... Oh, he's in the TV show The Boys about the superheroes. I think that's him. Great actor. The movie, not as memorable as Sylvester Stallone's movie.
Stallone is so good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a goofy 90s movie.
How did that not get a sequel, though? I mean, seriously, there was a lot to, I feel like a lot of people, and maybe it got panned by the critics, but I feel like it was one of those movies that was like around a lot.
Yeah, it was one of those movies that was on all the time, like on cable.
Yeah.
And you couldn't help but watch it. Who was the bad guy was, what the hell is his name? You don't see him a lot anymore. Kind of reminds me of my dad. What the hell is his name? Not in any reason, because he just looks like him a little bit.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember. But it was a weird movie, too. A lot of the movie took place in the middle of the desert with, like, cannibals and stuff. That was a weird twist.
Armand DeSante.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know. How did we get on that?
Because I said I won't watch the new Dredd out of respect for Sly.
Yeah, the original was, I mean, as goofy and dumb, really, as it was, it's still the original Judge Dredd.
It was fucking great.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, I like the story. I like the idea that the best cop in the country, in the world, whatever, now he's being accused of, you know, murder or whatever. It's cool. But the new one, same kind of story, but again, it was just all action. The characters are not as memorable. Good movie, worth watching. You know,
bet you Diane Lane isn't all hot in it, right?
I don't even think she's in it.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Diane Lane is so hot.
I am the lure. She's Superman's mom.
Fucking Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider. Was he in, what's it called with him too? The one with Taco Bell and all them?
Judge Dredd.
Demolition Man.
Not Judge Dredd.
Demolition Man. He was like Demolition the guy Man. Laughing about him about the seashells. That's right.
He doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
Which is understandable. I get that.
Fucking Rob Schneider. Could you imagine being cast as the pipsqueak weasel asshole in every fucking movie?
Well, he's not going to be the Stallone or the Schwarzenegger.
That's true.
He's Rob Schneider, for God's sake.
That's true. I can see Stallone though going, who's the pipsqueak weasel guy? Get that guy back.
He'll do it again. You know, you got to get this guy. You got to make fun of me about the seashells.
Yeah, God, Stallone was on such a run in the 90s.
Right? Demolition Man. Yeah, there's a bunch of movies. Underrated movie was Oscar. Remember that one? He played the mob boss that was kind of trying to get out of it.
Yes, I do remember that.
That's underrated. A lot of people in that, too. That's a good movie.
That is a good movie. Yeah, that is a good one.
Tim Curry, Marissa Tomei, a bunch of people.
Oh, Marissa Tomei. Okay. So
an Oscar winner, Jerry. An Oscar winner.
Who's hotter, Marissa Tomei or Diane Lane? Let me think about this for a minute.
I got to go Tomei.
Yeah?
I think so.
It's quick. Because the Italian thing puts her over the edge, right?
I don't know.
We don't know if Diane Lane could make a ravioli. We could be making a horrible decision here. You're right, Frank.
Oh, okay.
Stick with our own kind.
No.
Diane Lane might open up fucking jars of ragu for all we know. We can't make that jump.
Oh, stop it.
We can't do it.
Did you ever see that stupid meme? It's stupid, but it's funny. If you rearrange the letters that spell Marissa Tomei, you spell out it's a me, Mario.
It's is so that
stupid.
Right?
It's so stupid. I don't know what made me think of that. All right, so Trump's on trial.
Well, I was just idiot. Quickly, I just started watching. I put my cousin Vinny on again the other day. She's fucking great.
She won the Oscar for that. My cousin Vinny. I love that movie.
Anyway, so four big things that came out of today. One, the judge was hinting at that Trump might have to skip Barron's high school graduation ceremony next month because of the trial. His lawyers asked the judge not to hold the trial on Friday, May 17th, so that Trump could attend the graduation in Florida, and the judge didn't immediately rule on this. And that was one of the first things that Trump said when he came. This guy knows how to play the victim. He comes right out, gag order and all.
He's just a complainer, man. He's a whiny, you know. I don't understand. I mean, I guess everybody is allowed to, if you're on trial for whatever criminal anything, I guess you're allowed to go in front, like the press is there. You're allowed to go in front of the mics and say whatever you want, but they rarely do they do that.
Of course right? not. Why? You get yourself in trouble that way.
I love it, though. Put more mics in front of them. The guy's just going to talk himself into a jail cell.
Well, the DA urged the judge to fine Trump $3,000 for violating the court's gag order.
$3,000? Come on.
He disparaged witnesses like Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels in social media posts. The judge, Merchant, set a hearing on the matter for next week. So that was one of the things that came out of it.
I think, you know, I mean, if I didn't know better, I mean, maybe it's his advisors. He probably, all this stuff that he, it just occurred to me now that he could be saying these things to create more things that the judge has to rule on in order to delay things further. Do you know what I mean? Like if Maybe. He does stuff like the Stormy, like he starts talking about Stormy Daniels or Michael Cohen or whatever the hell, and now it's just another thing that the judge has to talk about, and it just pushes everything back. And he's probably hoping that all this gets, he didn't get the delay he wanted for after the election. So he's probably just doing this kind of thing to right. Thank you, Miss Justice, to complicate the process. I love it.
Miss Justice landing that plane for you.
She said it before I could even come up with it. As soon as I looked at it, I went, complicate. Yeah, there it is. I wasn't thinking complicate the process, but you said it. So, to complicate the process and just drag it out. Thank you, Miss Justice, for that. And I think just to get it to go past the election.
Could be.
I mean, it's a long way to go, but still.
I don't know if he knows another way of doing things. I think that that's part of his MO. Let me cause chaos. Mm. Let me cause hysteria and craziness, and then we'll just go somewhere. You know, we'll
that is his MO. You're right.
It's kind of like the way his thing. He does it. Yeah.
It's a little. I mean, if I was his lawyer, how would you react? You're like, shut up.
I'd get payment up front if I was his lawyer.
Oh yeah, no, they're definitely getting screwed. Painful. There's no way. God doesn't pay anybody. He knows. I think we've learned that. And he doesn't pay literally anybody. He goes to rallies in different states, and he leaves a huge bill, and he never pays it. But if I were his lawyer, I'd be like, it depends on their strategy. I can't imagine them being like, yeah, keep this up. Keep up the rhetoric on your social media about talking about all the witnesses. I mean, that really can't be a good strategy, right? I mean, unless the goal is to delay everything until after the election, which, I mean, you got months now.
I don't know if he thinks that clearly.
That's 7 months away. I don't think it's going to go that far.
I don't think he thinks with a clear plan, here's step one, here's step two.
I don't think he does either.
He's more like a jazz artist. He's just like, let's just skedaddle. I don't think he does either.
My point is that if he is doing this to delay stuff, it's his lawyers pulling the strings, which I don't think, even if they were, he doesn't listen to anybody anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody gets to run that room when he's in it. No. You know,
it's all flying by the seat of his pants. You know, he just does things. He's like the Joker. Do I look like a guy with a plan? I just do. He's the Joker.
Yeah.
He just does things. That's it. There's no plan. He's just going to go out there and do whatever the hell he wants.
And it can work for a really long while, too. It really could.
Until you have to sit in court, criminal trial, to face Stormy Daniels.
Well, I have to say, and I got more to share from the day today, but I have to say, not letting him go to his son's high school graduation is a mistake. Just let him go. You know, just let him go.
Well, it hasn't been ruled yet, right?
No, he hasn't ruled on it yet.
I think that just means I have to see what the schedule is and all that. And
yeah. Schedule is, by the way, every day except Wednesday. And they're saying for the next up to 6 weeks, this could be going on. By the way, I think it's going to go a lot more because here's another little thing from today. They interviewed 50 fucking jurors and not one of them made it onto the case. I don't know how you're going to pick a jury for this.
Not in New York.
And it's impossible.
How are you going to do it? The only way is if the jury lies. If the juror gets up there and goes, yeah, I'm impartial. I could be fine. Yeah, I'm fine. I didn't vote in the last. I don't even know who these people are.
Right. Well, this is what the judge said. Donald Trump, Melania Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Hope Hicks, Kellyanne Conway are among the names that jurors will hear during the trial. You're going to find people that have not heard of any of those fucking people?
Honest. Well, Donald Trump is number one. I mean, you got right. People. If you've heard of any of those people on the list, you've heard of Donald Trump. But it doesn't. Again, I don't know how. What is it? A few hundred people they probably saw today in the jury pool.
They excused 50, at least 50.
Excused 50. Okay. Well, yeah. When you go to jury duty, there's typically a few hundred people in the room that get selected and put into trials. So for this particular trial, okay, so they saw 50 people, they excused 50 people. How do you get in, especially in New York, how do you get 12? That's why, and it's tough, but that's why there should be professional jurors. You just have people, it's their sole job to try to be as impartial as possible, like a judge. Judge's job is to be as impartial as they can. And these are the people hired to do that job. They're a judge. They have to just rule on the law. And in the same vein, there should be jurors that have to do the same thing. It should be not as important as, well, not as high up as a judge. A judge is like the be all end all, say, you know, judge and jury kind of thing. The jury should be made up of people who do it for a living. That's my opinion.
Ladies and gentlemen of the
jury. Identical. That's a great movie.
How many My Cousin Vinny clips can we cut into this whole trial, do you think, over the course of this whole thing?
How many more clips can we pile on to the top of the outcome of this case? Is it possible? Don't you give a fuck what kind of pants the son of a bitch who shot you was wearing? Oh, what a great movie.
Oh, man. That's all I'm going to...
They don't make movies like that anymore. You know, no. It's such an original, hilarious movie. I mean, point to a movie in the last 5-10 years that was just a story out of nowhere. It wasn't based on anything, really. I don't think My Cousin Vinny was based on anything, like a book or anything like that.
No.
Just someone wrote it and made it, and it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Everything nowadays is based on, you know, which I have no problem with, based on books or movie, you know, stuff like that. Fine. But it's usually in a genre, and it's like kind of formulaic. This was just out of nowhere, and it was great.
Could you imagine pitching that movie today? It's two kids. They got wrongfully accused, traveling across country. A really bad Italian guy who's not a lawyer yet has to defend the case. People would be like, "Where's the super? Who wears the cape? I don't understand what's happening. Where's the superhero in all of this?" That's what they'd be saying. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you know what would make a good movie is Oval. Get that Oval book.
Get it.
Link in the description. Amazon, baby. Erin Campanella, she wrote a great book called Oval. Would make a great movie.
I have to tell you, I still can't believe that statement.
That one of us in our friends group wrote a book? Yeah.
No, that you have a wife and somebody actually agreed to marry you.
I can't believe that. That was good. I fucking teed you up for that one. Damn it. Son of a bitch.
You're drinking. I took advantage of you. If you were totally sober, you would have seen that one coming a mile away.
That's all right. I'll take it.
That's on me, not on you. I should have known better.
But yeah, if there's a movie based on Oval, I'm in.
That would
get
be great.
That book today. Oval, a novel written by our very own Erin. Link in the description. Miss Justice has put the link in. And Robin, thank you guys. Put the link in the chat. You could buy a physical hard copy or a digital download. So you could read it on your tablet or whatever you want to read it on. So it's a great book. I highly recommend.
Ain't that right, Mr. Tipton?
No more questions.
He should have won an Oscar for that too.
Everybody in that movie should have won an Oscar.
Everybody gets an Oscar. Everybody's
we all get Oscars. Oscars all around. Oscars for the table.
Oh shit. Anyway, that's let me see. There was one more point I wanted to make. The 53rd. Oh, prosecutor Joshua Steinglass recited the infamous Access Hollywood hot mic moment, saying Trump's grab him by the pussy speech word for word. The judge ruled that the tape could not be played for jurors, but testimony about the tape will be allowed in the trial. Again,
what's the difference?
Name a person that hasn't heard or seen that tape.
Right. And not to mention, if you could talk about it, but you can't play it, what is the point of that?
What's the point? Yeah, I don't understand
if
that.
If I'm going to sit there, I'll talk about it. Yeah, this is what he said. I can't play it for you for some reason, but I'll just tell you exactly what he said. That makes no sense. I don't understand that. But yeah, I don't think you're going to find an impartial on one side or the other. Pro-Trump, anti-Trump. It's hard. I don't think you're going to find an impartial person.
Everybody heard. It was the biggest thing ever, everywhere.
Well, Access Hollywood is one thing, but I just mean Trump in general.
Oh, the whole thing. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, how are you going to find someone that doesn't give a shit?
I think it's going to be 6 weeks till you get a juror.
A juror. Yeah, you got to get 12 people plus however many alternates or whatever. This is going to be a long road because it's the number one. The guy, I mean, say what you will, but the guy, everybody knows what's going on with this guy, whatever side you're on. So it's, and especially in New York, you're going to get more Democrat than Republican. And regardless, it's going to be very one-sided. You know, people are going to have an opinion, and they're going to be. It's hard to not be biased in a case like this.
They really should move this case to Nassau County because I don't know if people know this, but when you're in Manhattan, like Frank said, everybody's a Democrat, and when you're out in Suffolk County where I live, it is like Alabama out here. Everybody is a Republican. So I feel like Nassau, you might be able to get a mix in between. Nassau is the county between the two places. So that might be the place
to
get a mix between the two.
Well, that's the thing, though. You're going to get, the point is you're going to get one side or the other, either way. What they're looking for is someone that's not on any side. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, I think they're going to wind up settling. I think they're going to wind up saying to themselves, let's just put six Democrats and six Republicans on this thing and see what happens.
Well, what's the end game here? All right, so he's on trial for the hush money payments and what's the possible sentence if found guilty?
To just keep him out of the White House. I think that's really all they're looking for.
Keep him out of the White House?
They don't have to send him to jail for this. They can convict him without any jail time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's the point? All right, they find him guilty. What does that do? I mean, I can't, like, right. That's a good point, Robin. Cohen got a year for this thing. And that's Cohen. That's just a guy, a puppet in the whole thing. This is the guy that orchestrated the whole thing. This is the guy responsible for the whole thing. If Cohen got a year in prison,
well, that's not even
because he's Trump. He doesn't get any jail time.
That's not even the bad part. You can pay somebody that you have sex with not to talk about it. That's perfectly fine. It's hiding
it's
that
campaign. Yeah, hiding it. It's the campaign finance stuff.
Yeah.
And the fact that you've got all these witnesses, you know, Cohen, Stormy, and whoever else is involved here. You got fucking Giuliani. You got him talking about it on the plane. You got a whole bunch of evidence. I don't understand. Because the end of this is he gets found guilty. What's going to happen is I would love to know the worst case scenario and the best case scenario on either side.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, if he's found guilty, what's the penalty? Obviously, if he's let go, there's nothing happens. But if he's found guilty, what's the maximum? What does he have to do? What is it? Jail time? Is it a fine? Is it what is it?
They can send him to jail for this if they want to.
They could. Yeah, campaign finance. They were ready to for what's his name for Nixon, for Watergate. He was going to face jail time, but he got you know, he got let go. You know,
what's he did the smart move. He left and asked for the pardon. If you leave, yeah, we'll pardon pardoned. You. Okay.
That's it. And he just disappears. Like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
And that was it. But Trump's not going to do that.
Which is shocking to me. I mean, it's just shocking to me.
Is that it? He's not.
If I were him, I wouldn't have ran in the first place. But that's just me. I want to be on an island somewhere.
See, the difference is, though, Nixon left and his, what's it called? His vice president pardoned him.
Yeah.
Trump played out his term, and the next guy in is a Democrat and is the other side and is not going to pardon him. So his only chance is to get back into office and avoid jail time that way. But I guess you're just delaying the inevitable, and by that time you're in your 80s and you're 85 or something.
Yeah, they're just going to be going after him until the day he dies. I mean, I don't understand. You know, if anybody comes to you and says, just go away and this will all go away.
He's not going to do it.
Just go away.
I'm sure, I mean, nobody on his side is going to say, just go away. But the other side, you know, my side, we're all like, go away. We'd love to just please just stop talking. Enjoy your retirement. Just please sit in your Mar-a-Lago, play golf. We just don't want to hear from you anymore. That would be great. I don't wish you any harm. Just go away, please.
As again, it's an ego thing. He can't. He's
not going to do that. But the other side of it is not just see, now that we're at this stage, it's not just go away anymore. Our side is more, now you got to pay for the shit you did. Sorry, you fucked up. You broke the law. It's over. Not now, from the beginning anyway. I mean, a lot of people are just like, go away. But more people are like, well, there's consequences to breaking the law. So that's it.
Well, he also has to find out if he can go down to argue in front of the Supreme Court, which the judge already is like poo-pooing that, because that's going to be on like a Thursday. And this judge doesn't seem to be willing to move his schedule around whatsoever to accommodate anything. That I would let him do, and I would let him go down to his fucking kid's graduation. Just let him do that. It's like a half a day. It's not that big of a deal. These trials get delayed for way less things, you know. Conflicts come up, lawyers have other cases that they have to go and do something for. Shit happens all the time. Like, just let him do it.
Yeah, well, the judge might still let him go.
I hope he does. I hope he doesn't make this like blatantly like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Not that he could. I'm sure he doesn't even know what school Barron's graduating from or whatever.
Something for him. I don't know. Barron, I thought he was homeschooled, to be honest with you. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Isn't he homeschooled? But it doesn't really make a difference.
I thought I stopped at how many kids do I have?
I got a lot of kids.
Got a lot of confidentiality agreements.
So that's the latest on the Trump trial. Again, I don't fucking know how long they're going to take to get that jury. Anyway, here's something that nobody.
This is insane.
So Sunday, Billy Joel had his 100th concert at Madison Square Garden a couple weeks ago. Sunday, CBS gets the rights to air it on television, which, by the way, I mean, the guy played over 3 hours. CBS agreed to do 2-hour running time with commercials. I heard that they cut over 20 songs from that performance.
That
just
could be.
Just to make it fit.
Well, that's, you gotta, if that's what you gotta do, I guess that's okay. But I would put it on and put the full version on the streaming service. Did they do that at least?
I think they did. I think it's on Paramount. I think. All right.
Well, that counts. That's good.
But people were still like, I Cuddles and I were sitting there. We put it on and it's not on. And I'm like, ooh, what's happening here? Because now I don't have cable. I have streaming. So I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong or something. I'm not sure. I go check everything. Everything's fine. It's just not on. Then I realize, oh, the Masters is today. They probably are delayed for the Masters. So whatever fucking bullshit show was on before this, they let that play out all the way. And then they started the Billy Joel thing late. But then it was too long. What happens is local news is where all television state. Let me tell you the economics of TV. All television stations, not networks, not NBC, CBS, ABC, talking about the local stations. So your CBS 2 or your Fox 5 or whatever you have in your area, NBC 34, whatever it is. They're making money on their local news. So it's basically like 2 half-hour blocks in the day that make all the money for the entire thing, the entire time. So that 11 o'clock news has to hit at the latest at like 11:35 for all that advertiser money to stay where it is. Because if it goes any later than that, they got to start giving money back, which is not something media companies like to do to their sponsors, is give money back. So they played the Billy Joel thing, and instead of just cutting a song somewhere in the middle, some dickhead has the idea of, let's just cut it during the encore. In the middle of fucking Piano Man, he's bringing the house down, he's singing and the microphone smells like a beer. The next thing you know, boom, Dana Tyler or whoever your local news person is in there going, oh, in today's news, everybody was fucking furious.
To be fair, we've all heard Piano Man about 4,000 times.
You're right. I got to tell you, you're right. But I'm going to be honest with you. I have not seen such outrage since the 2020 election. I mean, people were upset.
I'm kidding, of course. I mean, if you haven't seen Billy Joel live, which I haven't, and you're sitting there and you're watching it, and you're like psyched up, and this is the one song that you... if anybody knows any song from Billy Joel, it's this song. And you're all amped up and you're singing along and you're loving it. And then they cut to a fucking thing in the middle of the song. That's...
Wait, you've never seen Billy Joel live?
Never seen him live. I've when they, I'll tell you an interesting thing. When Billy Joel played the last play at Shea, or the last thing at Shea Stadium.
Yeah.
He closed up Shea Stadium, played the last thing. When he did his press conference, I was at the press conference. I took pictures.
Okay.
I didn't
you were covering it as a radio person.
I was covering it. I was taking pictures, and I was there in the conference. That was pretty cool. I've never seen him perform live though, and
that's kind of cool.
Want to? Though. Yeah, we should go. Yeah, that was cool. He's short, but he's awesome.
Yeah,
little guy, but he's great. And he was so much fun, and he was awesome. He was answering questions, and he was taking pictures of everybody, and it was awesome. Great guy. But I would love to see him live, and if this is your only chance to see him live, and Piano Man gets cut in half,
just cut. Like, no, they didn't even fade to black like a gentleman would do. They just fucking... Here's Dana Tyler. She just went right in there.
Yeah,
people were fucking pissed. So they're so pissed all day long that finally around 2-3 o'clock today, CBS said, all right, we'll air the whole goddamn thing on Friday again. Okay.
Everybody just calm down. Jeez.
Yeah.
We'll do it. Holy shit. All right. So that's good. They're making up for it.
But to Frank's point, though, I mean, I watched the show. It's all right. It's okay. It's good. He's great. He's always great. You know what I'm saying?
But you know the songs by heart. You could probably play them yourself.
Yeah. Like, I saw him again, and Cuddles and I were sitting there. We were so into it. We were saying, like, oh, maybe we should go see him one more time. We've seen him twice. But I'm happy I saw him back then, because he had a lot more energy 10 years ago.
Whenever we saw him. What is he now, 70-something now?
Yeah, yeah. People are getting old.
Yeah, it happens. It's all right.
Yeah.
But he's a great entertainer. Did he play the entertainer?
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He barely... Vienna was the most B-side cut that they went to, because
playing all the hits, huh?
They didn't have, but they... there was no well, technically Vienna was never a single, but yeah, basically it's become like one of his hits. But yeah, they there was too much. We Didn't Start the Fire didn't make it. There was like so many hits that did not make it, because it's bogus. 2 hours running time.
All right, so I guess I bet the whole thing, they put it on the streaming service. So maybe they had to cut some. I don't know how you cut We Didn't Start the Fire. You don't do that.
Well, they had to leave space for... Sting came out and did a track with them. Seinfeld came out and did a little speech about him. He like talked about him being from Long Island and all this shit.
Oh, okay. I was like, why?
Yeah. Okay. He didn't do a song. He didn't do... Yes. What's with the Piano Man? Where is he? Is he the stranger? We'll never know.
Why was he making love to his beer? Tonic and gin. Making love to his tonic and gin.
But yeah, they did all this. They like did all this pomp. Oh, and then before, they had to play the new song, of course, you know, because he's trying to move some units.
Sure.
And they played this whole pre-package of like people coming into Madison Square Garden and somebody going like, what song do you want to hear tonight? And they're like, oh, the new one, Turn the Lights Back.
What the... Yeah. Okay.
Like, yeah, that happened, you know.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Like, I could just picture, like, the intern just being like, all right, you got to go out there and you got to find somebody to say this. And yeah. What does every intern do? I'll just call, I'll just ask my cousin to come by and do it. I'll just have him make
totally.
It up.
Totally.
Yeah.
I can't blame them. They're interns.
No, so they had like a bunch of people saying all that stuff, and then they had like pre-recorded stuff from his band and everything. You know, I don't know, TV people, they're a little aggravating. Like, they have to make a whole production out of it. Like, just show the songs. That's all we don't want to hear his band go, you know who's great? Billy Joel. You know, shit, the guy's been fucking feeding you for the last 15 years all of a shit that he wrote 25 years ago. Of course you think he's great, you know?
And the guy's a legend.
He really is. Yeah. But they could have handled that a little bit. Oh, and then the show. I don't know what show was on beforehand. It's one of these cop thriller shows.
Okay.
Frank, it was, I'm telling you, we sat through 35 to 40 minutes of this show before the Billy Joel thing came on. And out of that 40 minutes, 37 of those minutes was some douchebag just creeping around like, just the whole fucking, every time I looked up, he's just like, he's like looking for the guys. Like, I was like, what was the name of the dolphin?
Snowflake.
Snowflake. Snowflake.
It's not Snowflake.
But I'm telling you, it's fucking 37 minutes of this douchebag just like, are these the guys, you know, just like creeping around weird wharf areas with, you know, the tanker truck, you know, all the, I'm just like, who's into this shit? Who watches these fucking shows?
Who was it? Anybody? What show was it? Was it good?
I would love to. Does anybody
an off episode?
Yeah. Does it? Did I? Because I feel like every episode is the same good-looking dickhead just like creeping around the corner looking for the suspect. You know.
How often does that happen? Like in real life, do detectives like skulk around and like look through? I feel like it's a little more by the book than that.
Yeah, it's never.
That feels very fantasized. You know, very, very like they're not. They're not off on their own looking through storage bins and
never.
Shit.
Never. Because real cop work is, what happened? Some woman was killed? Where was her husband? That's it. That's your detective work. Where was her husband?
Yeah, get him in here.
Yeah, because if it wasn't him, then we're going to look and see if she was cheating on him with somebody, because that was probably them. And if it's not right. Them, then it's random, and then we're going to have to, get up and look around.
Then I got to put my shoes on.
But that's the truth, though. Police work. I mean, we know a cop. It's kind of boring in a sense of
until it's not right. Until it's shit hits the fan.
If somebody's
but it's
dead,
never it's never this. Yeah, it's never every case. You're skulking around an abandoned warehouse, and you know it's not a shootout at the docks.
Yeah,
it's not going to be that.
Yeah, and that was every fucking scene in this godforsaken show.
Every, you know, all these cases in real life are not a Beverly Hills Cop. It's just not.
Right.
I don't think. Anyway, I could be wrong. I could be way off on this. There could be cops out there that do that every day and are skulking around and skulk, you know, more often than I give them credit for.
But Tracker.
Tracker.
There you go. I recognize this douchebag's face.
Well, what do you expect from a show called Tracker? He's tracking. The guy's got a track for 37 minutes. What do you want?
Look at his fucking face. I'm going to show you. Like, this guy. Excuse me. Oh, shit. What'd I do? Okay. This guy. It's just his fucking face. Every fucking. Look, even like the previews. Like, he's making the same douchebag, like, investigative face. Look.
Oh, he's tracking.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know why you can't let the guy track.
Just let the guy track. Here, hey, look.
All right, this is about I'm about to track face. There's his I just finished tracking face.
Look at where he is behind some tanker truck in a wharf area.
He just finished tracking this girl through a tanker area. he tracked her to that location, and now he's done it with his tracking.
Holy shit. What do you want me to do here, director? Yeah, you know, just skulk around and...
Remember, track.
Remember your tracking here.
Right. If you ever get lost and you don't know where to go with the scene, just remember you're a tracker.
Come back to tracking.
Come back to it. Bring it all into tracking.
This is the scene where I find the bad guy, though. Yeah, but you don't know that. You don't want to give away that the tracking is over. You want to be actively tracking throughout the scene until you find the guy.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, did they get the guy? They always get the guy, too. That guy never gets away. He never gets away.
Could you imagine being the director? Just like, all right, cut. I'm just going to need more eyebrow furrow. I just need a little more.
More smolder.
I know you're tracking in here, but we need to see that.
You need to tell the audience with your face, with your stupid idiot tracking face. Can you give me a little more stupid idiot tracking face? This is
shocking. Did you go to acting school for this to just be like?
I went to tracking school for this.
Fucking guy. Anyway, so fuck that. I hope that show gets canceled immediately. I'll tell you this. I haven't had a use for primetime television on regular TV.
I don't even know why you still have TV. We canceled our cable a long time ago. All we do is streaming services.
Yeah, well, me too, but I got the Fubo so I could watch live stuff. All that kind of shit. So it's on there still, but the only time it's useful is, honest, I swear to God, when my parents come in. My parents came to visit once, and we watched some fucking, I can't even remember what it was, but it was so hokey and silly. But I just remember thinking, because the kids were still awake and they were watching it with, it was probably like America's Funniest Videos or some shit like that. And I just remember thinking to myself, oh, this is why this is here. It's because when grandma and grandpa are in the room with the kids, they need to watch something that's safe and not challenging.
America's Funniest Videos streams as well. You can stream that anything.
You're right.
It doesn't have to, that's all on, I don't even know if it's Disney, one of these freaking things. You could stream all the America's Funniest Videos ever. For some reason, I don't know why they don't have the Bob Saget ones, but they're all on there. For the Alphonse Ribeiro ones are on there anyway.
But it's weird though. Like I never sit down for live TV unless my parents are visiting, or, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's strict. Cause then it's like, what are we going to do? Like talk to each other? Like, no, let's put the TV on. And
that's true. Yeah, it's like a background. But I can't remember the last time the only time I've ever, in the past 4 years, sat for live TV is the New Year's Eve ball drop.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm out somewhere and it's on, and the TV's on, like a sports bar or something.
Yeah. The amount of times you watch live TV and somebody doesn't have a number on their back is extraordinarily rare.
Yeah. I've never, I'm going to see the latest episode or whatever. Okay, it's streaming tomorrow. I'll watch it tomorrow. Whatever episode just aired that's new, they stream it the next day. Great.
Even Curb, which I was watching, even that I was watching on streaming, like, after it got released.
Yeah.
Like, it would go live on HBO at 9:30. At, like, 9:35, I'd pop it on my stream and just stream it.
That's it. Because... We saved so much money just giving back we had the cable boxes in the house, and we just sent them back, and we said, cancel the cable, just leave us with Wi-Fi, and we're good. We saved, like, I don't know, $150 a month.
Yeah. How is the cable company not filing for bankruptcy right now? I feel like we're in the beginning of The Big Short, where Christian Bale is like, I think the housing market's going to crumble. And everybody's like, really? But everybody knows six people who just canceled their cable. How are they not?
I don't know.
Repackaging themselves or figuring out a new way.
What do you do though? Well, the thing is, you have to combine with the streaming. Some of it's got to go to the. I don't know. I don't get how.
Yeah, stop being so fucking greedy and just come out with your own streaming service.
That's the thing. Every network has their own streaming service now.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
It's fucked up. But people always go, how did Blockbuster just fall off and die? I'm like, you want to know how? Watch the cable company. They're doing it right now. They see the future. They have not changed the thing. They're just going to collect those fees until it runs out. And then they're going to be like, well, I guess that was fun. You know?
It's the same reason Circuit City went away. It's like, it's just people didn't need to go to places to do, you know, it's just the need wasn't there anymore.
But it's bad leadership. They go, I think it's just the old guys in the company. They go, yeah, we already kind of made our money off of this, didn't we?
What I don't understand is Blockbuster and Netflix were around at the same time, and Blockbuster started a service just like Netflix.
Correct.
I don't understand why Blockbuster took it, you know, tanked, and Netflix kept going. It was the same service.
Brand.
But Blockbuster was a major brand. Everybody knew Blockbuster.
That's not what it is. Because Blockbuster should have said, hey, thanks for coming in to rent the videotape. Did you know if you sign up, you can get a free movie online? That's all they had to do. That is all that they had. One move. Hey, give me your email address so we could send you a link to stream this movie online.
Netflix didn't have to do that. They didn't do any of that. They just said, hey, we're Netflix. This is what we are.
Yeah.
Blockbuster said the same thing, and for some reason, Blockbuster didn't make it.
Well, because then they came out with this ridiculous, their service was ridiculous, and then it wasn't working in the beginning, and then they called it something really stupid, you know, and then they tried to go with the, well, you could pick it up here, and you could drop it off, and you could mail away, because Netflix was still doing mail away, so they were doing all these things. They should have just went, just give us your email address, and we'll send you a link to stream. Here's an app that's available on your TV.
Like, well, now you could say that. But back then when there were wasn't apps on your TV, Netflix was the only app on the TV. Blockbuster, yeah, you should have been the app on the TV. I don't know why. I feel like they were doing the exact same things in my mind. And the only difference was that Blockbuster had actual locations, Netflix didn't.
Yeah, but you could go back to speeches from the people in the company going, that's not going to last. People love to come and pick up their movies on a Friday night. And they're not wrong. We all kind of missed that. We did. And I still do. And the smell of it and everything is great. But you can't.
Convenience just outweighs it.
Exactly. Can't be convenient.
Just doing this, not leaving your house and going, let's watch this right now.
All it would have had to take is one person in that room to go, guys, none of our stores are going to be around in 5 years. We need to concentrate more resources on this streaming thing. And we need to convert our guests. Because, by the way, customer acquisition is the hardest thing in the world to do. It's the most expensive. And they already had it. Yeah. All they had to do is figure out the other part of it, and they just refused.
I feel like if Blockbuster came back now, like just created a streaming service, and they did a thing just like Netflix, I think they would be huge. No. Because everybody knows the name, and everybody's like, oh shit, Blockbuster's coming. It would create a huge hype. Blockbuster's coming back, and it would be a movie streaming service platform. It would be a dollar cheaper than Netflix or whatever the hell you want to do.
Oh, if they wanted. Well, here's why they couldn't do that. They don't have any content. They don't have any IP.
Well, not anymore. But I'm saying, like, when there was a big hype about it a couple of years ago, when it was like the last Blockbuster was around and it was all in the news and everything, they could have came back and said, we're back and we're a streaming service. Welcome to the new Blockbuster, something like that. And it could have been a huge thing, but that opportunity came and went, I think.
Yeah, you're right. It was a couple of years ago. They had to do it a couple of years ago. Because if you look at it, Netflix should be dead too. And the only reason why they're not is because they started producing their own content. You know, they can live off of Stranger Things and some of those.
Blockbuster could have been doing that.
Right.
Blockbuster was, I feel like, doing that. Blockbuster movie. I feel like they were. Maybe they weren't. I'm thinking MTV.
No, I think they had a movie studio.
Did they have a studio?
I don't know if they had a studio per se, but I think they had production distribution company. And they were producing some sort of, kind of like MTV Studios wasn't like a real big formal studio, but they made and greenlit movies and shit like that.
See, I think they missed a lot of opportunities where they could have come back and rebranded. Not even rebranded, just said Blockbuster's back. We're a streaming service, better than ever. We've got all new stuff. Here's all the movies that you love from everything that was on our shelves is now in right in front of your face for cheaper than Netflix, and we're going to be around, and it's the blockbuster you know and love, and you know, keep the same colors of the logo, the blue and yellow and white, and you know, make it feel like Blockbuster. And that would have been, I think, the nostalgia alone would have gotten everybody on board.
It might have. It might have. Sentai Ranger Donnie says, Stranger Things, among the few things I love the best about Netflix. Likewise, Cobra Kai and Power Rangers. If you remember, Cobra Kai didn't even start on Netflix. Cobra Kai started on what? YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was YouTube struggle to be like, oh, we're like a Netflix. And people are like, no, you're not. And now I think they're viewed a little bit more that way, but not back then. Because Cobra Kai had zero audience. Well, they had like a couple hundred thousand people.
Cobra Kai.
When they got to Netflix, it was millions.
Cobra Kai was the reason that we, Aaron and I, signed up for YouTube Red.
YouTube.
At the time, we were like, oh, we want to watch this thing. So we watched it. We signed up. And we loved, and we're still signed up for YouTube.
Yeah.
There's no commercials. I mean, not to be a commercial for YouTube, but I'm telling you, when we signed up for it, there's zero, you get zero ads. You get to download and save any video you want so that you could watch it even if you don't have any service.
Mm-hmm.
And it plays if you're in other apps. You could close, you could like minimize YouTube and do other things, and YouTube will keep playing.
Yeah.
And it's great. Those three features made it worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
For us. So
yeah. But I think if Netflix wasn't in the business of acquiring those shows and producing their own, they would be out of business, because Paramount, Disney, they're all Peacock. They're at some point, all these production houses were like, hang on, we're giving our shit away.
Yeah.
And we could be pulling in $9.99 a month, $13.99 a month. And that's what they started doing. But now they're double dipping, because they're like, oh, we'll sell it to Netflix for a little while, and then we'll pull it back and put it on our own shit and make it seem like it's a new thing, you know, and repackage it. And when you look at streaming now, it is sort of like cable TV in the 90s, where that movie that you want to see just kind of bounces from Hulu to Netflix.
That's true.
Peacock. And you're like, oh, this is here now? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just do a general search of where, like, you want to look up a movie.
Yeah.
And it shows up on a different thing every time. It's like, all right, I guess I'll watch it on this.
Right. It almost doesn't even make a difference now.
No.
I think they're going to combine Hulu and Disney too. I think that's the plan. They changed like the color of Disney, and
it's already happened. Basically, you go to Disney, you go to Disney Plus, and there's a, you know, it says Star Wars, Marvel, this, that, and the other thing. And then the last thing is Hulu. It's an option inside of Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Click on that, and it's got everything you get from Hulu.
Because I think they're seeing it too, because it's Hulu, Disney, and ESPN are all the same company. It's like, just make one. Like, you're making people pay.
Why divide your audience? Just put them all in one thing.
Just put them all in one thing. You're going to keep them longer.
In it. Yeah.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, it's those services that have the sports that are the smartest ones, which is why Netflix is paying a buttload for the Tyson fight, because that's where it all is now too. Peacock has all the wrestling stuff. Hulu has ESPN has hockey and baseball and all this. Like, they need,
the content's always up. It's always changing. It's always new. Every time you add a new game or whatever's going on, it's always going to be a new thing. I mean, you could add all the TV shows you want, but once you add them, it doesn't change. It's just the TV show. Once someone's watched it, they don't got to watch it again. Once you add, be carrying all the Mets games, well, the next Mets game is going to be a new experience. So.
Right, exactly.
It's going to be new.
Exactly. Speaking of special engagement TV, Frank.
Yes.
Members only show is this Friday, the 420.
Holy crap.
Yeah, the 420 show is a members only show this Friday. We'll do it at our regular time, 8:30 or so Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, so if you're not a member and you're watching and you're looking for a show on Friday, you're not going to see it, because you have to be a member to see this show on Friday.
Correct. It will not be on Spotify. It will not be on Facebook. It will be only on YouTube. We'll put links everywhere for everybody, but it'll only be coming to you from YouTube. That's where our members only area lives. So if you haven't signed up yet, sign up now. It literally can cost you $2.99 to take part in the show on Friday, and that'll be a good time.
We're going to get all trippy. It's the 420 show.
Oh, yeah.
That we're recording on Friday at 419.
Yep. And by the way, as an added bonus, that won't be the first AOA presentation of the day.
Right. Two big things happening on Friday.
Big, Jerry. Big. Huge. Huge.
Damn you.
Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will have a full live reaction slash album review of the new Taylor Swift record done by the one and only Aaron C., ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Aaron C. will be here to take us through the ins and outs of the new Taylor Swift record.
Taylor Swift album comes out on like Thursday night at midnight, I believe.
Right.
And 10 a.m., boom, Aaron's going to be live, doing a live track by track. Well, you know, she'll go over what songs she thinks it means, all the meanings behind it, what the ins and outs of everything going on, the whole Megillah. So if you're into Taylor Swift, Aaron's got the lowdown. Going to go over everything with you on Friday.
She's got it all. And make sure you're following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all the jazz, because she's going to start putting out little tidbits, little things, little clues, little conspiracy theories on what may be coming on this new record, which was 2 years in the making, little did we know. And she's the Taylor Swift expert. She's on it. That she's totally true. On it. By the way, we had another Taylor Swift video go viral over the weekend. Not as big as some of our other ones, but I put it on TikTok. It's only on TikTok, our TikTok. I came across this clip of her. I wasn't planning on doing this, Frank, so we're going to scramble here. But she was at Coachella with Trav.
Trav. I'm surprised she wasn't playing Coachella.
And me too. And that's pretty... I mean, usually you hear of like, oh, so-and-so's in the crowd. They get them to come up on stage and do... Nobody invited her up on the stage.
Well, she was just there to enjoy.
Yeah.
She performs enough. She does a lot. Her concerts are like 3.5-4 hours long. I don't know how the hell she does that.
I know. And thank singing, God they're not dancing on CBS, or we'd never see the end. You know what I'm saying? But she was dancing with Travy Travs, and she turns around and gives him the fuck me eyes like I have never seen before. And then does the hand on the back of the head spiel.
Can you show this look?
Yeah, I can show it. Hold on. Don't push me around, people. I'm getting to it.
Let's go already.
I'm going to make it happen for you. All right, here it is. Let me take this thing down. God damn it. Big announcement. Okay.
I don't see her.
Okay. So here's Ice Spice smoking a joint. See the orange hair?
Got her.
Okay. Travis is in the white hat.
Okay.
Her hand is already on the back of his neck.
Okay. So she's facing away from Travis at this moment.
Yeah.
With her hand kind of like behind her.
Right, because I don't know, you can see the gate behind them that kind of curves, so that they're all looking at the stage, whoever's performing. Right. I forget who's performing.
Got it.
But look at this look that she gives to him. Hold on a second. Look at this. Hold on. Buddy.
I don't see a look. Well, look.
What? Are you fucking crazy?
Well, look.
I saw one eye.
I saw her right eye for half a second. What look are you talking about?
That's the, leave it in tonight look.
All right.
I'm fucking hammered. Let's leave it in tonight. Look at that. Look at that fucking look. Look at that look. That's fucking scary. Oh,
dude.
You know the under the table girl? I feel like I look like her.
I don't know what that is. But
you ever see, there's a girl who does all the news from under the table, and she's got big Kramer kind of hair. I feel like
no.
And she does this kind of shit with her head, which I did for some reason. I don't know.
All right.
But I saw this clip and I go, holy shit, there's going to be a baby soon. That is baby making loving right there. Look at that.
That's, she's just looking at the guy.
Mm-mm. Wait, oh, this is the original clip which I took it from. Here, so
she's
here,
dancing.
Dancing it up, living it up. She's bebopping.
Contact high going on.
Yep. Look at the neck grab. Come on now. Hang on, wait. Look at the neck grab and the dancing. Ice Spice getting all fucked up. Look at the look. Look at the look. Look at the look. Oh, shit.
See, and they're just dancing to the song. What song is playing? See, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, maybe a little bit. Who knows?
Come on now.
I'm surprised they're like in the crowd. Is that a little weird?
A little bit, yeah. Well, there's a huge security guard like right there.
Sure, but you think someone like Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Ice Spice, you think they'd have their own
section.
Area, something.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like there's whoever right around them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like wouldn't they be bothered all the time? Wouldn't they people be surrounding them? And
well, whoever this person was had the frigging camera on them the whole time. I mean,
yeah, I guess so.
Could you imagine paying all that money for Coachella and there you are just fucking filming Taylor Swift?
Well, whoever filmed it got their 15 minutes because yeah. No, do you know who was on the stage at that moment?
No fucking clue. Doesn't even matter. Exactly. Taylor right. Swift is there. Who gives a shit?
Exactly.
And Ice Spice.
And Travis Kelce.
Hey, leave it in. That's when you get okay. That's when you get like a Frank. When they call for the lefty out of the bullpen, just you don't know what's coming.
Is that what that is?
Leave it in. Yeah. Okay. Get the signal.
Is it me or was Ice Spice the third wheel in that whole thing?
Let's yeah.
See. So how do we get rid of Ice Spice?
I got to get rid of Ice Spice. She's fucking killing me. But she's very entourage-y, that Taylor.
Sure. Oh, no. She always has a bunch of her friends around. At the Super Bowl, I think Ice Spice was in the big,
yeah,
you know, whatever with her and what's her name,
Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, what's her name? Ryan Reynolds' wife,
Blake Lively. You could never remember her name. Do you know that?
Is that true?
I think that's like the sixth time I've named Blake Lively for you. I think okay. I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah,
I get meant. I'm not great with names.
I think you got some sort of issue with Blake Lively.
I think she's great. She's a great actress. She's a lot of fun. Seems like she'd be she's a nice person.
Just leave it in.
All right, thank you.
You got to see the amount of people, Frank. Hundreds of comments from girls that are like, "She has a tour to finish." I'm like, that's not how this works. Then they go, she's so responsible. I go, yeah, but everybody has that moment where they just get fucked up and they just go, eh. Am I wrong?
I mean, not everybody.
You don't have any kids. I bet you've had a couple of those moments. I don't want to pry into your life.
So, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. But I feel like Taylor, she knows what she's doing.
Just leave it in.
She's too.
But that's what alcohol does to you and contact high. It makes you throw caution to the wind, you know, mm-hmm. And tour plans. Sometimes tour plans are in the
caution. A lot. I don't know, man. Tour plans, a lot riding on those tours.
I know. People are like, there's millions. She's her own economy. She wouldn't do a thing. I'm like, yeah, but she's also 34 and having some fucking fun. Get a little fucked up, you know.
Sometimes sure.
You don't have time to
but
pull out.
She seems like a planner, though. She seems like someone who knows.
You sound like every 12-year-old girl in my comment section right now on TikTok.
She seems like someone who knows what she's doing, knows what she wants, when she wants it, and yeah, that's it.
I know.
She's...
You know what?
She's the leader of that.
That's what makes it so much hotter.
She's the responsible person in charge in yeah. that relationship, in my yeah. opinion.
When the responsible person goes, fuck it, leave it in. That's, I mean.
Can you stop doing that? Can you stop whispering that into my ear? God, you're killing me.
Is it weirding you out a little bit? It's making
it's
me
turning
a
me on a little. That's all I'm saying.
But that's it. But am I wrong when the this is what this, by the way, This is the librarian fantasy. When the uptight one who's all organized, putting all the books away, lets that hair down and fucking goes crazy, everybody loves it. So why would she be any different, you know?
I don't say, but she seems, I don't want to say buttoned up, but she seems a little...
Let me ask you a question.
I know what.
Do you think I'm a Swiftie?
I know you're a Swiftie.
I feel like I've become a Swiftie a little bit. Yeah.
Everyone's a Swiftie at heart.
At this point, we're all kind of waiting to see. I'm waiting just for the pregnancy. That's it. I just want to see the pregnancy.
Yeah, right.
I think it's going to, I hate to say this. I hate to say this, but I think she's going to follow the old Adele formula. Find somebody, fall in love, get pregnant, have a baby, change the whole world, take a break from music, then realize that the person she procreated with is a piece of shit, which 99% of the women realize. But then some of them decide they got to get the fuck out of there. Not all of them decide that. And then the divorce. And then the divorce record. And my friend, that's when we're going to fucking cash in. That's when we are going to fucking sell some records.
Wow. I think she's already cashed in. She's cashing in every day, man.
No, you don't even know. You don't even see it coming. This is
in the billions right now.
Trillions. I'm talking trillions. Okay.
Trillions.
The day. Think about every 12-year-old girl right now, 12 to 22, who have just fallen in love with Taylor. By the time she gets married, pushes out a kid or two, does the whole thing, figure the kid's around 6 or 7 by the time they're divorced. That's another 10 years from now. So the 22-year-olds will be 32. The 12-year-olds will be 22. And then the divorce record comes out. I'm telling you, man, trillions. That the divorce tour, the I Don't Need Travis tour, is going to be fucking huge. Huge.
Well, every relationship tour she has is huge.
Huge. Dude, I think that tour is going to be so big, it could be the end of humanity. Meaning, she will get all the women to hate men so much, procreation might stop.
She does have that power. I could see that happening.
I'm telling you, the biggest threat to humanity ain't AI. It's this fucking Travis Kelce relationship.
I could see that. I mean, I could see, once I saw Travis Kelce at the Super Bowl giving his speech, I was like, this guy's going to just destroy us all.
Yeah.
This is going to be a problem in the future.
It's the end of humanity. That's what kids, when there's little fires and we're in caves and shit, people are going to be like, Dad, tell us how the world ended. Is it AI? And we're like, no, we all thought it was. We never saw Travis and Taylor coming. Took
we
us
had our eye. We were looking straight at AI, not realizing Travis Kelce just came. It was like, remember Jurassic Park with the Velociraptor? You're staring at a Velociraptor. You don't even see the other one coming right at you.
Boom.
He was the clever girl. It just came right out of the bush.
Yeah.
That was it.
We got blindsided. Much like blockers and against Travis Taylor. Travis Kelce did. Travis Taylor.
Travis Swift.
Travis Swift. Yeah. Yeah. We just didn't see it coming like a blitz from the Kansas City Chiefs. All right. That's it.
They skipped over Rust trial.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They found that girl guilty. 18 months they gave her.
18 months. Now, is Baldwin going on trial?
No, he's fine.
Nothing.
He's fine. No. Famous got the pass.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she's in jail for 18 months.
18 months, yeah. It's her fucking fault. I know yeah, he's no, the actor, but
absolutely. No, 100%. It's just weird that there isn't at least a trial. Right?
There was yeah, no trial. They went to the whole trial. Well, his got dismissed.
It got dismissed is what
and I'm hers about. Hers went through and they just and they yeah, that was her yeah. sentence.
18 months in jail. Yeah.
Don't be a dick next time, you know.
I don't even know why there shouldn't even be real bullets anywhere near a movie set.
Yeah.
Like that shouldn't even be
yeah.
Why even have that's like you know, if you're filming a movie with a vat of acid, there shouldn't even be real acid anywhere near the place. Like, that's not even an option.
Yeah.
Like, why have that? That's not even, you know.
They'll all say budget, but at this point, what's a couple of bucks on CGI to get that fucking bullet look like it's coming out of the gun?
Honestly.
You know?
then that's that.
Yeah, you're 100% right. All right, Frank, that's all I got. You got anything else?
I got nothing. I got an empty glass here.
That's right.
That's all I got.
Time to refill the big man. He needs his go juice.
Damn right.
So there you go. Friday's the big day. Friday morning, 10 a.m. on the normal AOA channels for everybody to enjoy and know and love. Aaron C. will be here dishing about the new Taylor Swift record, which, let's be honest, everybody's going to be talking about. And everybody's a little curious about to see what she's been writing about the last 2 years.
And Aaron is going to, as soon as it comes out, she's going to stay up and listen to the whole thing, formulate her opinions. And then 10 a.m. Eastern time, she's coming on live.
Yeah.
And she's going to tell you all about it and talk about.
By the way, you think Aaron preparing a blind top five, or dare I say, even writing a novel, had a lot of preparation to it? She has a whole plan of attack for the Taylor review show. It's going to be insane. Yeah, even if you hate Taylor Swift, you got to tune in just to see the work that she put into this.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. She'll put more work into this one show than we have in the last 4 years.
That is a fact. Thank you.
And by 4 years, I mean the last 15 and a half years of our broadcasting careers.
Right.
And then Friday night, it'll be the members only 420 show. Everybody will be participating, feeling good, having the buzz on, whether it be from a cocktail or whatever, what have you. And we'll all be having some fun talking about some really fun, trippy topics. So that's going to be a big Friday.
Yes, indeed. So make sure you join us. Make sure you sign up. Have a good time with us.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
It'll be a ton of fun. All right, that's it. We will catch you guys on Wednesday.
Show me potato salad.
Maybe we should go now.
Go ahead.